Hello, everybody. Welcome to my name. I am your host, Bamagrad. This is the final results of the tournament, PS3 new release NCAA 12 tournament. As the previous show, I gave you a good bit of results going from pretty much some round of 16 action into the final eight and then the final four, final two. Tonight, I'm just going to rehash the final 16 again. And they just kind of let you know what happened with that, because at the time of the broadcast, some games were not finished, some games were. So we're going to kind of go with that and just rehash the round 16 all the way to the end, since the tournament is now officially done for the new release. And from my understanding, looking at the results, especially the ones that posted scores, it was a very good tournament, a very good turnout by the PS3 guys. Of course, I understand the Xbox guys had a pretty big tournament bracket themselves, 51 people for their guys. But no, we had a good turnout, 32 people, and we had a good tournament. So it was a lot of fun. Special thanks to Rhino, Emma Frisk, and all those guys for the thinking of the tournament and getting it out there and setting up the rules and everything. Fabulous job, guys. You did an awesome job there. Okay, starting at the top left bracket of the tournament, round 16, we'll start with Peyton One's Son, who was the previous winner of his last game against number one seed Tuco. And he's been running the train a little bit with the play-in game. He had made it past the play-in game and gotten his second win of the tournament. He would take on Big Smooth in this game. And it turned out to be a very battle-tested game. One of the, I think, probably one of the lowest scores we're ever going to see on NCAA 12, no doubt. The final score is 5-3 in favor of Big Smooth. It was a battle of two teams, defenses, field position, everything. It was a 3-3 game. Big Smooth was controlling South Carolina, Peyton One's Son, Big Smooth's team, Michigan, and Big Smooth was able to get the sack on Denard Robinson for the big time hit, and going from there. So good job there. So it was a good game there. But Big Smooth moves on to the final eight, 5-3. Next game was Child Please and Sox and Gators, and this one was basically a shootout. The final score of this game was 37-29. A lot of offense in this game, a lot more offense than it was in the previous matchup. But Child Please moves on 37-29 over Sox and Gators in that one. Next on the Sweet 16 bracket was Night Knowles and Joe the Dream. Yes, it was. Yeah, it was Night Knowles and Joe the Dream, and Night Knowles coming off his win over over Ben Buckeye in their first round matchup. Joe the Dream was just coming off his domination of. Four tough. So it was a heck of a, not so much of a ball game in that one. The Dream rolled over four tough. But in this game, it was the reverse. Joe the Dream got whipped and whipped hard as Night Knowles just put out a major can of whoop ass on Joe the Dream and shattered his little dream as he won, as Night Knowles won 37-7. Just completely dominated the action start to finish. Yeah, not much else to be said about that. So, Night Knowles moves on into the final eight. And then the next game on the horizon was Arnwright TY 32, coming off his win over fellow Saturday Heroes teammate T2 Express, as he would take on H22 as they would battle. As of course, no score was reported on the forum, so but H22 advanced over RYTY 32, so to move on into the next round. And on the right side, top right, we have Smaze, who was coming off his 46-32 shootout with Run the Pound, as he would take on Fred Limbo, who beat Mr. Two Bits 41-20 in their game. And in this game, Smace had enough offense to outlast Fred Limbo and the Auburn Tigers 22-7 as Smace moves on, and he would take on Big D. It was the first person to move into the round of eight, as he was able to knock out two games in one day. good job. Good job, Big D, doing that. But Big D was coming off his win of K Petty, who was a new guy. And then you also had G2G, fresh off his win of Cap. And Big D, with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, outlasted G2G, came down to a goal-line stand there at the end as he held the rope and held G2G from scoring 17-10 ball game. So that would put so that will put Big D against Smace in the final eight. And then in the bottom right, you had Ikey, who was coming off his upset of JCA. JCA was the number one seed on this side of the bracket. And David, formerly G Unit, was coming off his win over former COCer Dean. And but David moved on over Ikey. No score was posted in the forum about this game, but David did move on to the final eight. And then in the bottom, on the bottom right, you had myself, who was coming off a 14-13 thriller over Semi 24, and you had Forever 97, who just dominated Sabo 911 24 zip. This game was interesting against Forever. It was I got out to the early lead first on a screen pass to my halfback, scored a touchdown, was up 7-0. After that, Forever scored 21 straight, take a 21-7 lead, and then I scored a TD late in the game and tried an onside kick. It failed. Forever 97 recovery and ball game there, 21-14. As Forever 97 moves on to the final eight. So the final eight now, Big Smooth, Child Please, Night Knowles and H22, Smace against Big D, and then David against Forever 97. So the final eight now, we move on to Big Smooth and Child Please. They played a heck of a game. Difference was 1 point in this game, as Big Smooth, as a Child Please had the lead late in the game, and then Big Smooth, who was controlling South Carolina, threw to his favorite receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, for the game-winning touchdown, 28-27, and another thriller for Big Smooth. That's two games in a row he's had these type of games. What else can you say about the guy? No lead to save against Big Smooth and his control on sticks is just phenomenal. But he moves on now to the final four. Now with his win over Child Please. On the bottom left, he had Night Knowles against H22, which was bounding up to be a pretty good game. And it turned into a dominating effort. Final score was 23-7. Night Knowles just let all the air out of the tires of H22. So Night Knowles moves on 23-7. Good game, Night Knowles, as he moves on to the final four. And in the other eight matchup, you had Smace against Big D. And Big D luck ran out against Smace, who was the playing guy trying to pull at VCU, and VCU made it to the Final Four as Smace moved on to the Final Four as he defeated Big D, and from what I understand, it was pretty dominating fashion. So congratulations, Smace. And then on the bottom right, you had David, formerly G Unit, against Forever 97, a fellow Saturday Heroes teammate of mine. As they battled, David moves on to the next round. No score was posted, so we don't know what the final score of that game was either. So in the Final Four matchups, you had Big Smooth, Night Knowles, Smace against David. Now in the first game of the Final Four, you had Night Knowles and Big Smooth. The way these two gentlemen have been playing lately, you would figure it's going to be a pretty good game. And it turned out to be just that, a very good game, as it took a late field goal for Night Knowles to clinch the victory 24-21 as Big Smooth's luck runs out in the tournament. Hey, not a bad run, made it all the way to the Final Four. He cannot be ashamed of that effort. He did a fabulous job, Big Smooth. You have nothing to hang your head about there, my friend. Night Knowles moves on to the finals. And who would he face in the finals? Would it be Smace or would it be David? Well, these two battled it out. And the final score in this game was 14-3 in favor of David Burnley G Unit, as he just put a clinic on defense on Smace. Smace could not get anything going in this game, and Davis' two touchdowns was enough to move on to the finals. So in the finals, you had David against Night Knowles, two very good players in the league, and so it would really come down to who won it more. And the finals was played. It was Oklahoma State against Oklahoma, Bedlam game, quiet game there. And I think it's Carolina, excuse me. Oklahoma or Carolina, I can't think right now. Anyway, Nynols put up a valiant effort as David outlasted him 28-21 and a fabulous effort. So David with Oklahoma State takes the victory and the tournament title this year in the 32-team single elimination PS3 new release NCAA 12 tournament. So congratulations, David. I'm sure you're very happy with this title, and I'm sure your COCers are very happy that you represented the league very well. And so you did a fabulous job. And from what I understand on the forum, you will be releasing the game footage of this. I can't wait to see it. Should be one heck of a game to relive. As I tell you, 28-21, it must have been a fabulous game. Can't wait to see the footage on this one, my friend. So with that, gentlemen, we have reached the end of the tournament. As it's been my pleasure to bring it to you. As like I said before, no one asked me to do this. I did this purely on my own account, and it's been my privilege to bring you the results of the tournament as it's been going on so far. So other than that, gentlemen, have yourselves a great evening and take care.